I'm really interested in words, and I was sitting here this morning trying to think of a word which described how some people that I see, their attitude towards God, and the best attitude that came into my mind was laissez-faire, as we call it. We give ourselves plenty of rope in our relationship with God. So I got interested and looked the word up. And to my utter amazement, the root of it is self-government. The root of it is autonomy from God. And I was horrified that the laissez-faire attitude of a lot of us towards God and what he asks of us, and indeed walking straight and clean, is, when you boil it down, our desire to stay self-governing. And of course this is the essence, the root and the branch of what happened at the fall, was we became independent of him. We became self-governing. And when self-governance is uncovered, it is not a pretty thing to behold. Like the five I wills of Satan, you see the basic human nature is to do exactly what it wants without any interference from God. Thank you very much. I find it quite frightening, because I have seen from where I sit the goodness and the severity of God. And when he calls one of his children to come into alignment, and there's a toss of the head and a laissez-faire attitude, the fear of God grips my heart. Because whilst I love him with every fibre of my being, with as much as I know how to love, I have a fear of the Lord. I know that he could crisp me at any moment. And that is right. The flip side of knowing that we are the beloved of God is a right fear and awe and reverent respect of our Creator. It is time, beloved, to restore the relationship to the creature-creator relationship, that we are subordinate to him. He is not our bellhop. We don't pull it the string in prayer and just stand there with our hands on our hips expecting to see what we want delivered and fall at our feet. It's time for the reverent awe and fear of this just and righteous and kind and good and faithful God that we serve, to be recognised for who he is, our Lord, our Master, our Saviour, our Husband. It's time to lay down our arms and surrender to him. And that won't be a one-off thing either. There are degrees of surrender and submission. But how about if you and I agree this morning that autonomy has got to go, self-governance has got to go, laissez-faire, anything goes, it's got to go. Time to straighten up and fly right, hey guys? Time to relate to him as we should. He loves us with a furious longing, as Brennan Manning calls it. And just recently I have experienced that furious longing. Someone came for ministry, and before they came, he said to me, "This is not about them. This is about me claiming my own." And I knew the furious longing of God, the jealous longing of God over his bride, over his child. When he disciplines us for our good. Oh, the depths of the riches of the goodness of God. His ways are past finding out. Let's drop any casualness that we have towards him, shall we? He's not found, you know, by the casual seeker. He really isn't. You can't just say, I'm a friend of God, because the Bible says so. He is not found by the casual seeker. It's time for a wholehearted response to his wholehearted love towards us. And though it's many-faceted, the Christian walk, it's time to get into alignment and respond to him as creator and we the created. To take that position of subordinates, a servant and a son. To know both and to revel in both. God bless you.